Patrick McRae. He's the Director of International Programs for Prima Civitas Foundation here in mid-Michigan. Patrick, how are you?
Good, fine, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Tell me about this story. There's a Michigan consortium has signed a memo of understanding for $5.5 billion in development funds for a project in Iraq. Tell me about this.
Yeah, it's fully realized this master plan development would actually result in the construction of a new city, essentially from scratch. The site we're looking at is just outside Baghdad. This is part of a larger effort on the part of the Iraqi government to address the chronic shortage of housing that's built up in that country over the last couple of decades. That's estimated to be in the range of 2 to 3 million housing units as part of as a total need, and groups like ours, investor developer groups like ours, are proposing to address just a portion of that, but it certainly is a significant opportunity and a massive project.
Tell me, whose idea was this, and where's the funding coming from?
The first answer is easier than the second. The original idea came to Michigan State University and to the Prima Civitas Foundation from Dr. Sami Alaraji, who was an MSU alum from back in the late 60s, early 70s era, and now the head of the National Investment Commission of Iraq. He has a very soft spot in his heart for Michigan State and for the state of Michigan. He came about 8 months ago to a meeting of business people and asked the group to put together a proposal to address this chronic housing need. We did, in fact, form a coalition. I was outside Prima Civitas at that time, have since stepped in to lead the effort. We put together a coalition that included businesses across the state and delivered a master plan proposal a couple weeks ago in Baghdad, a small traveling team. And that's what earned us the MOU, is realizing that we have the horsepower here to actually execute a project like this. How the project is funded is it's going to be a very complex consortium of financial institutions, private investors, equity funds, that sort of thing. There'll probably be 3 to 5 national flags on the financial structure. We as the investor developer group essentially bring the investment the financing to the table, combined with some down payment funds facilitated by the Iraqi government.
Now, I can understand why this would be a great idea if there's any place that needs help, it's Iraq. But I wondered, why not do this in Detroit?
Well, there's great need all over, and that's a legitimate question. We have, of course, there are housing units, an excess of housing units in the U.S. and in Detroit and throughout Michigan, so it's a different type of problem. There are no housing units over there. There are different problems of different stripes that call for different solutions, and that is certainly another area of need.
I find it interesting that this project involves building a city. Now, that's pretty ambitious.
Yeah, it's very ambitious, and to keep things in perspective, we reduce the numbers and we reduce the project to very manageable phases. But the overall concept is to take a blank plot of land, complete the housing, of course, but along with the housing has to go all the commercial activity, the civic activity, the religious institutions, schools, clinics, retail stores, everything that goes in a city that will eventually have the population of up to around 500,000 people. So it is quite a concept.
Well, the project is planned to cover 15 to 20 square miles at a site approximately 10 miles from the center of Baghdad. It'll include housing, schools, commercial, recreational, and civic components, as you mentioned, and other amenities for Iraqi families. Do me a favor. This is just a fascinating undertaking. And as I look at what Detroit needs, they don't need housing, but they need growth. They need growth just outside the city. So it'll be interesting to follow this, Patrick. Keep in touch with us.
Certainly will, Tony. Thanks for the opportunity.